I'm Joe Pavlo, and this is AVU, the Animation and VFX Union Podcast. So, here we are, episode 2 of AVU, the brand new podcast home of all things union-related for animation and visual effects. In this podcast, we're going to talk about overtime, excessive, unpaid overtime. In the UK, it's the default for the whole VFX and animation industry. We're going to look at a few questions. Would paid overtime harm or help the industry? Would facilities go out of business if they had their employees, if they had to pay their employees for all the hours they work? Will all the work go abroad? Can paid overtime actually help the facilities to be more productive and more profitable? Want to comment or ask a question on this episode? Well, then please leave your voice messages at anchor.fm/AVU. Keep it to under a minute. We'd love to use your comments and questions on the show. Overtime. It's a real problem in VFX and animation. We've all experienced it. Sometimes it's not a big deal and avoid it entirely. Other times, when we find ourselves on one of those projects from hell, it's all-consuming, and we end up putting in 60 hours a week, 80 hours a week, sometimes over 100 hours a week. You know, we are our own worst enemies. We love our jobs. We love what we do. That makes us easy to exploit. Because we care about our work. Because we care, we're willing to go the extra mile and stay late when asked. A lot of us see excessive overtime as a badge of honor. And yet we've all felt like sometimes we don't have a choice in the matter. All the facilities exploit unpaid overtime. I think it's unethical. I don't think any of the big facilities budget a show without factoring in a certain amount of free work from everybody. That's just the way that they approach every project. They even ask us to waive our right not to work more than 48 hours per week when we get our contracts, right? Because the European labor laws say that you cannot be made to work 48 hours a week. The British government, the only government in all of the EU, actually said, we need a waiver for that if we're going to have that in our country here. So there's this waiver that we can say, well, it's okay if you want to work me more than 48 hours per week. You know, when they do that, the companies tell us we don't have to waive these rights, but you know, I don't think I'm alone. I think pretty much everybody feels that secretly we all fear that we'll be seen as some sort of troublemaker if we don't agree to it, you know, and we therefore, you know, if we're seen as a troublemaker, we'll have difficulty getting hired in the future. Is this true? Nobody knows for sure. I'm guessing there's some truth to it. I'm sure there are some jerks out there who make it a point of, you know, holding grudges. And there are some people who genuinely, really, honestly run their companies and say, you know, you don't have to sign this if you don't want to. And they mean it. I think it's a mixture. But, you know, we don't really know. We don't really know. And it's kind of a roulette. One of the really big issues that people don't talk about enough is the health impacts of working continuously long hours and overtime. Employees who work overtime hours experience numerous mental, physical, and social sort of effects. You know, these are significant. These effects include stress, you know, a lack of free time. That's something. That's not nothing. Poor work-life balance. And there are some real health risks. Long work hours leads to tiredness and fatigue and a general lack of attentiveness. There's a quote from Bektu's Eyes Half Shut campaign that stood out. Somebody said, staying at work when I am not always needed does nothing for my creativity, yet I do it because it's the norm. My wife said to me the other day, I feel like a single parent. That is the saddest thing she's ever said to me. I don't think that's that uncommon. People with partners and with families can often be absent, and it's really hard on marriages and relationships. People who work more than 50 to 60 hours a week regularly have a sixfold increase in divorce rates. This is something to think about, okay? You know, it's also, you know, it's been established that too many hours in the office can increase the risk of a stroke. And now it seems that clocking up more than 55 hours a week means a 40% higher chance of developing an irregular heartbeat known as atrial fibrillation, or AF. You know, 55 hours a week. That's actually pretty good going for people in VFX and animation. That's, you know, I don't think a lot of people think of a 55-hour week as even doing overtime, but it is. Listen, we are killing ourselves. We got a comment from one of our listeners on working on Saturdays.
Recently, I've been asked to work on a Saturday. I work for a facility in London, a VFX house that I quite like normally, but I do have a problem with them asking me to work Saturdays. They kind of gave me a choice of Saturdays, two different dates, and, you know, obviously they don't say you have to work on the Saturday, but because it's such a norm in our culture, I feel like, but not taking one or two of the Saturdays, I'm becoming a problem, you know.
It's always tough when we get asked to work on our weekends. And, you know, I think we all feel the pressure and the anxiety of worrying what happens if we just say, no, I don't fancy it, thank you. We feel like not only are we maybe being looked down upon by the management, but there's a part of us, I think, that we all sort of feel like we're letting our colleagues down as well. And that's just because we're not talking about this with each other and we're not in a union and standing together and doing this. Now, Bektu had a historic agreement. It was just about a year and a half, 2 years ago, with PACT, which is the producers guild, and they have two separate agreements, one for television and one for film. And one of the things that was, set in this agreement is overtime, payment of overtime. If you work on a sixth day, which is usually Saturday, you get paid time and a half from your normal rate. If they want you to work on a seventh day in a row, like a Sunday, you get paid double time. Now, this agreement is for the other branches of Bektu, for the production shooting. Visual effects and animation is not covered in this because we're post-production and we don't have enough members right now. We we currently at about 15-20% of the workforce, which is significant, and that's great, and we get a lot done, but we need to get up over 50%. We need the majority of people working in animation and VFX to join the union, and we can actually have this same agreement. We can get in on this agreement. It would be a trivial thing to add us to it if we had the numbers. But it's really hard to do this as individuals. You know, it's tough. We all feel the pressure when we're asked, with air quotes around it, to work on a Saturday or a Sunday. We all feel that if we don't, we're going to get looked at as some sort of troublemaker. We're not troublemakers. We're just trying to live our lives, you know, and because we care so much about what we do and we love what we do, we tend to just do this. But the fact that they're just paying us, sometimes they don't even pay you, sometimes it's time off in lieu, which is a joke, and they should be paying time and a half for coming in on a sixth day in the week, and double time if you come in on a seventh day. And we can get that. We need to work together as a union. As individuals, it's tough to stand up for yourself without fear. If we all stand together and stand up for each other, we don't have to be afraid. Have you ever heard of a word called presenteeism? It's like the opposite of absenteeism. It's defined as the practice of being present at one's place of work for more hours than is required, especially as a manifestation of insecurity about one's job. I think we all recognize that, even if you've never heard the word presenteeism. From the Bechtu Eyes Wide Shut survey in October 2017, they found that 78% of the people who responded believe that there is a culture of presenteeism in the film and television industries. And 72% believe there is a culture of playing chicken to see who dares leave first. I know I've been there. I think everybody is aware of this when you're sitting around the office and you're just looking to see who's going to get up first to put their coat on, and you don't want to be the first one. That's presenteeism or presenteeism. Do we really care who's the first to go home? What if we all started talking to each other and standing up for each other, and we all decided to leave on time together? The idea that doing excessive long hours gets more done is a myth. This is the productivity myth. We've known this for the better part of a century. You know, when Henry Ford, who is not your typical lefty, commissioned a study to find the optimum number of worker hours for productivity in his automobile factories, Ford Motor Company spent 12 years studying productivity. 12 years. The results found that workers in a 60-hour week were more productive for the first 3 to 4 weeks compared to workers on a steady 40-hour week. After 4 weeks, they were only as productive as someone working a 40-hour week. But after 8 weeks, they had actually become less productive than workers on a 40-hour week. That's just over a 2-month period. But when they added everything up, over the course of 8 weeks, someone working a 60-hour week had produced no more than somebody working 40 hours during that same time period. Now, this is for a factory assembly line. Henry Ford was obsessed with productivity and squeezing the most out of his revolutionary ideas about manufacturing. He changed the world. And he knew way back, this is this is going back almost 100 years. He knew that more hours do not equal more productivity. Now, we work in a project-based, deadline-driven industry. And there are definitely going to be times that you have to put in the extra time. But the problem that we have in our industry is that that just becomes the default position every night. You're supposed to be going home at 6 or 6:30, and you're staying till 7, you're staying till 7:30, 8, and oh, well, actually, maybe I'll just order dinner, and then you're not leaving until 9:30 or 10, okay? And before you know it, you've put in like a 70-hour week without even thinking about it. And that makes you less productive and therefore more expensive, right? Because you're making mistakes, you're less productive. You're actually more expensive for the facilities. So there's a UK official figures released in 2016 showed in this country that productivity has barely increased, just barely, since 2006. That's over a 10-year period. And the UK has the lowest rate of growth in the G7, yet we tend to work the longest hours. For Europe, we work the longest hours of all the different countries in Europe. I read another article that said that so-called work martyrs give hundreds of hours in free labor to their employees every year, encouraged by always-on gadgets, work-through nights, weekends, and vacations. Trading sleep or fun for unpaid work is obviously a bad deal for employees, but there's a growing body of evidence that even apparently free labor, in quotation marks, might not be a good deal for employers either. Research that attempts to quantify the relationship between hours worked and productivity found that employee output falls sharply after a 50-hour work week. And falls off a cliff after 55 hours a week. So much so that someone who puts in 70 hours produces nothing more with those extra 15 hours, according to a study published last year by John Pencavel of Stanford University. Longer hours have also been connected to absenteeism and higher employee turnover. Well, we're familiar with that in visual effects, right? And then they go on to talk about the bad health effects that we talked about earlier. The point is, it's not a good deal. It's not a good deal for the employees, but it's a terrible deal for the employers. If we stopped doing unpaid overtime, the industry, the facilities, would become more profitable. This is the truth. And there are so many studies that show this, but we're just run by a bunch of people who are not thinking this through and just panicking and being reflexively throwing longer hours at a project to get it done. When in actual fact, a healthy, happy, rested workforce that only works 40 hours a week is way more productive. And then those times that, you know, something has gone wrong or that's, you know, we just need to hit a certain deadline by tomorrow night at 6 p.m. delivery or something like that, then yeah, then you have overtime, but it's paid overtime. And that way it gets used to the fullest effect and only sparingly when it's absolutely necessary. If all the facilities started doing this, we could make them all much more profitable. I know it sounds counterintuitive. Just Google long hours productivity. You're going to find tons of articles and papers and all these things. And not a single one says working long hours makes you more productive, apart from very, very short term. A couple of weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, if at a stretch, is the most you'll get productivity, and then it's just diminishing returns, rapidly diminishing returns. Well, that just about wraps it up for another episode of AVU, the Animation and VFX Union podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast and join us every week. If you want to comment on anything or ask us a question, please leave a voice message at anchor.fm/AVU. That's anchor.fm/AVU. We want this to be an audience-led forum that addresses what you think is important, and we want to help amplify what you all want to talk about. If you're not already a member of the Animation and VFX Union, please join today. BECTU, the UK's Media and Entertainment Union, has thousands and thousands of members across all the different branches of film and television, and they represent animation and visual effects in the UK. It's only a tenner a month, and you'll start receiving the benefits of being a member right away. There's loads more information at our branch website at animvfxunion.com. That's animvfxunion.com. Thanks for listening. I've been Joe Pavlo, and until next week, remember, if you haven't got a seat at the table, you're probably on the menu.